which you cannot hide, not even here beyond the reaches of deep space, because there's one thing you didn't count on, Dr. Skull, and that's Captain Blasto!
Get ready, adventurers around the globe! He's faster than a bolt of lightning, more powerful than an exploding sun! That blue cape, those superpowers, the only man who can save the world! Captain Blasto!
Greetings, Star Voyagers. It is I, Captain Blasto, Herodom's greatest Avenger, celebrating my 35th year of saving the world right here on Channel 43. Now, before we launch into another Super Captain Blasto adventure, may I humbly ask for a young volunteer from our studio audience?
Me!
A young volunteer.
Me!
That's more like it. Come up on stage, oh pretty young Star Voyager. And what might your name be, little girl?
It might be Angelica.
Well, Angelica, would you like to see Captain Blasto fly?
I sure would.
Then it's Blasto powers! Activate! This Jovian gravity is more than I bargained for. Blasto powers! Activate! Well, Cadet Angelica, wasn't that amazing?
It sure was, Mr. Blasto, sir, but wouldn't it be even more amazing without the rope?
Ixnay on the Oprah, kid. But now, Star Voyagers, it's time to recite the Blasto Code. While stars above are burning bright, no villain shall escape my might. Whether morning, noon, or dead of night,
this Captain Blasto will right.
That's a great door prize you got there, Chucky.
Boy, that Captain Blasto sure is something.
I still get goosebumps when he battles Dr. Skull.
Yeah, after all these years. I mean, sure, the guy's put on a little weight.
But who hasn't?
And he's still got that superhero glint in his eye. I mean, that's where it counts.
Angelica, is Captain Blasto a real superhero? There's no such thing as a real superhero.
You mean they're made up?
Well, have you ever seen one walking down the street?
No, but that's because they have secret identities, just like Captain Blasto.
Captain Blasto's only secret identity is he's a smelly old man.
This is it, Drew. It's going to revolutionize relaxation as we know it.
Ta-da! Inflato Furniture, the next wave in sitting down.
What happened? Accidentally switched it into high gear.
You're ready, Aunt Dee Dee.
Hello, Angelica. How did you like Captain Blasto? Was he thrilling?
Oh, yes, Aunt Dee Dee. If you like old fat guys who wear their underwear on the outside.
How sweet. What do you say you and I have a nice cup of hot cocoa?
Was he great? Was he amazing?
Did he fly?
He was great and amazing, and he flied. He's the most greatest, amazingest superhero ever.
Only what, Chucky?
Only, Angelica says he isn't real. She says Captain Blasto's just made up.
That's not true.
He's on TV.
Yeah, Chucky. They can't put stuff on TV that isn't real.
I guess you're right. I mean, without superheroes, who would save the world?
Wow!
Big deal!
Hey, Angelica, you give that back!
The world isn't meant for babies.
But it's mine!
Not anymore.
Angelica, oh, it's not fair.
Tell it to Captain Blasto, crybaby.
Don't feel too sad, Chucky.
Yeah, she steals my toys, too.
Stupid Angelica.
I wish Captain Blasto was here. He would have taught her a lesson. Boy, I wish I was a superhero.
Chucky, maybe you are a superhero.
Huh?
Yeah, only you don't know it. Maybe Chucky is your secret identity.
Tubby, if I was a superhero, wouldn't I have a cape and stuff?
A cape?
Yeah, a magic cape. Every real superhero wears a magic cape. That's how he can fly and everything.
A cape, huh? How do you feel now?
Like I got a sock on my face.
Yeah, well, now you got your cape and everything.
Let's see what neat superhero stuff you can do. All superheroes can look through walls.
Come on, Chucky. What do you see through that wall?
Nothing. Just the wall.
Come on, Chucky. You gotta at least try.
It's no use.
Try harder.
Try your very most hardest.
We'll go look to see if you're right.
Table drinking coffee.
Wow!
That's amazing! You did it, Chucky. You saw through the wall. That proves it. You are a superhero.
I am? Well, I don't think.
Come on, let's go see what else you can do. Okay, Chucky, lift up the chair.
I can't.
Come on, Chucky.
Yeah, if Captain Blasto could lift airplanes and buildings and move planets, you could probably lift a chair.
But I'm not Captain Blasto. Look, you guys, I'm not big, I'm not strong, and I can't pick up this chair.
Wow!
Chucky,
you did it!
You lifted up the chair.
I did?
Wow,
I did.
You are a superhero.
Maybe I have magical powers and... Nah. What am I saying? I'm just poor old Chucky.
Look! Now he's melting it with his X-ray vision.
I am.
Wow, you guys.
There's only one thing left you gotta do to prove you're a real superhero.
What's that, Tubby?
You gotta fly.
Fly?
Oh, no. Look, just because you put a cape on me doesn't mean I can fly. I'm not a superhero, I can't save the world, and I can't...
You blew!
I did! Maybe I am a superhero!
A stupid hero's more like it.
Angelica, you were wrong! There is such things as superheroes, and I'm one of them. I just didn't know it because of my secret identity.
That's a good one, Chucky. You, a superhero? You look more like you fell into a laundry basket.
I'm here to save the world, Angelica. Now give it back to me before I do something really stupid.
You want your dumb old world? Well, come and get it.
He lost his cape.
That's it. He's doomed.
Well, stars above our burning bright, no feeling shall escape my might. Whether morning, noon, or bread of night, it's Captain Chucky, wrong or right.
I really did it!
For Chucky. I beat Angelica! I saved the world!
For Chucky.
Once I put on my magic cape, I'm friend-stormed into... Da-da-da-da! Superhero Chucky!
But Chucky, you didn't have the cape.
I didn't?
No, it fell off right at the start.
You mean I wasn't a superhero at all?
But you greened Angelica good.
And you saved the world.
And you did it without your blue cape. It was nothing but Chucky power.
You know, it feels pretty neat to save the world. Well, I guess I don't need this anymore. I can be strong and brave even without my cape. Then again, you never know.
Tommy, I thought we were having fun, too.
It's different out there, Chucky. Out there's where the real fun is.
The real fun?
Places where only Spike can go. Secret fun places.
Wow.
So what's this picture called again?
The Merminator, Pop. It's a new sci-fi musical. The bald guy gave it thumbs up.
Yeah, well, I'll bet the fat guy hated it.
It's starting.
All right, I'll get it. You want to hit the pause button?
No.
Sometimes I think that Meiji Mutt gets treated better than I do. Come in, Your Majesty. What is that rancid stench?
It's not the kids. I just changed them.
I took the garbage out this morning.
Whatever it is, it smells very... ew. Unsanitary.
Reminds me of a grizzly I once shared a cave with in the Yukon. Huge, hairy son of a gun. Hadn't bathed for months. Yep, I definitely say this odor isn't human. It smells like... like... dog.
Now let's see. Dentures, dietitians, dirigibles, dishwashers. Aha! Dog grooming. Oodles of poodles. Jose Schnauzer's hair salon. Fidel Baboon's wildlife studio. Oh, now here we go. Von Helsing's European dog grooming. Perfect.
Dog grooming? What's that? I don't know, Tommy, but it sounds scary.
You, my furry friend, are in for quite a surprise.
And then he picks up his giant broom and he swings it down. And he sweeps up the doggies into his giant dustbin and you never see him ever again.
Gee, Tommy, that's horrible.
How do you figure all this out?
What else could a dog broomer be?
And now he's coming to sweep up Spike?
Yeah, and we gotta stop him.
Bernie, I came to take care of that tree trunk in your backyard.
Oh, great, Bernie. Can't miss it out there. Just be careful in this weather, okay?
Thanks for caring, Mr. Pickles.
Phew, I thought that scary man was the dog broomer.
Me too!
It's the broomer!
Busy day, huh? Let's see who it is.
How do
do you do, Mr. Pickles? My name is Murphy. I'm selling protection.
Protection? What do you mean?
Have you ever considered the possibility that something unfortunate might happen to one of your inventions?
Unfortunate? To one of my inventions? Hey, what are you getting at, pal? Is this some kind of a threat?
A threat? Oh, my goodness, no, Mr. Pickles. I sell insurance.
Insurance? Oh, well, this is a pleasant surprise. Won't you come in? Of course, you realize I want the most comprehensive policy you got.
I can't take much more of this, you guys.
10 o'clock on the dot. That must be the you-know-who to do the you-know-what.
Hello, Mrs. Pickles. I am Ilsa Umlaut, the dog groomer.
Thank you so much for coming, Miss Umlaut. The weather is just awful.
Oh, Mrs. Pickles, in Helsinki, this we would call beach weather. And this must be the doggy. Ooh, stinky. Why do you not come say hello to your friend Ilsa, eh, doggy?
You were right, Dobby. She is really scary.
I don't know. She seems kind of nice to me.
Now, Mrs. Pickles, we have a wide variety of styles for you to choose from. The Schwarzenegger special. The dreaded dreadlocks. The Don King. Which would you like for your little doggy?
There! That's the one! It's adorable! I don't know what's gotten into that dog.
Not to worry, Mrs. Pickles. This is the fun part.
Guys, we got to save Spike before the mean old groomer gets him.
She's not so mean, Tommy.
Yeah, she looks kind of nice.
Nice? Nice? You think she's nice?
Come on, Chucky, I guess it's just you and me.
Wait a second, Tommy. Maybe feel a little alright. Maybe the groomer doesn't want to hurt Spike at all.
Yeah, maybe Spike's just being a baby.
Okay, then. If you won't help me, I guess I'll just have to save Spike all by myself.
I know you're in here, my little darling. Now, if Ilsa were dog, where would Ilsa hide? I wonder if the little doggy could be here. Ilsa's going to make you all clean and nice.
Yeah?
Well, well, here to help me, are you, little man?
There you are, Tommy. Come on, let's go downstairs and get out of Ilsa's way.
Oh, now you see, Mrs. Pickles, a good dog groomer always is prepared. For the instance, we have the doggy hair dryer with heat lamps. The puppy steamer. And last but not least, the spinning doggy leg for easy clipping.
My goodness. I had no idea so much work was involved.
Work is a naughty word, Mrs. Pickles. Ilsa liked to think of it as fun, fun, fun.
Hey, Deed, you gotta hear what this insurance guy's saying.
Insurance? I thought we decided no more insurance after we got taken last year.
No, no, Deed. This is different.
I guess you were right, Tommy.
She is gonna do something bad to Spike.
We gotta help it, but how?
I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. I wish it was some other dog getting groomed and not Spike.
That's it! We'll get another dog to put in Spike's place.
Another dog? Where are we gonna get another dog?
Wait, I got an idea.
Be patient, Spike. The fun is about to begin. When I get... Come and sit back! Come back and your fish should never have yarn!
She's gonna get him!
I can't look!
So, if the tornado occurs during an earthquake, then we're still covered?
Certainly. Subject, of course, to the exclusions listed under subhead C, paragraph 14.
Oh, yeah, well, that's understood.
Now, Ilsa have got him.
Yeah!
So if a swarm of African killer bees descends on the house, I'd still be covered?
African? Absolutely.
I'm telling you, Deed, this is the Total Insurance umbrella.
I don't know.
Oh, no!
Oh, hello, Mrs. Pickles. Mr. Pickles.
It's Umlaut! What have you done to my house?
What have I done? I haven't done anything. It was that miserable dog of yours and those misbegotten monsters. I can't take it anymore. I quit. In fact, I'm quitting altogether at once. I hate dogs. You think Elissa grew up wanting to be dog groomer? I went to the best beauty school in Stockholm, Mrs. Pickles. I wanted to be a hairdresser, Mrs. Pickles. A real hairdresser. Well, look at me now. I do dogs. I am the failure. Oh,
oh, you poor thing. I had no idea. Is there anything I can do?
Ilsa's life is over, Mrs. Pickles. I might as well return to old country and peel potatoes.
Would a nice tip help?
It's a start.
Well, at least we're covered, huh, Mr. Murphy? Hey, where are you going? Come back!
Well, Tommy, guess right.
Yeah, that broomer wasn't very nice, was he?
I don't think she'll be brooming around here anymore.
Hear that, Spike? You've been broomed for the last time.